Well, up next, you may have heard that New Seasons workers are organizing, a union that is. We have a UFCW organizer talking with the Old Moles' Denise Morris about that effort. Denise?
Thank you, Joe. And thank you, Raina G., for joining me this morning.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have you here. This is really awesome because essentially the cat is out of the bag now. I'm going to have you talk about that.
The cat is out of the reusable shopping bag.
The reusable shopping bag, because we're still going to try to save the planet after all is said and done. But you're organizing with a campaign with UFCW, and that's Local 555.
Mm-hmm.
You're a former New Seasons worker. And as well, I am also a former New Seasons worker, and both of us no longer, but we are part of that community even still. I do shop there when I can afford to these days, just went there this morning, grabbed a bagel, talked to a couple people I know and love there, but now we're going to talk about the meat of the subject, which is not what I had for breakfast, but the cat's out of the bag. So talk about this campaign. November 1st was the official launch, and there was an action, et cetera, and in between all that, we're going to fill in some blanks about why this campaign's important and why unions are important.
So November 1st, like you said, it was our public launch day. The night before, Oregon Live put out an article, the first of a couple that they ran for us in regards to the efforts that New Seasons workers have been doing in order to unionize or to start this union conversation. We started off November 1st that morning with a delegation to store support, where we delivered our statement of principles, code of conduct letter, and wanted to sit down with Wendy Colley to start negotiating and have New Seasons recognize the efforts that the workers are doing, and also start meeting the workers and treating them better. The statement of principles is something that the workers hashed out over the summer, and it touches on very key points: the ethics, dignity, and respect that workers want the company to adhere to. And when we delivered the statement of principles to store support last Wednesday, over 263 current and former workers have signed on it, and we printed it out in one long, beautiful scroll that measured 12 feet in length.
And 26 pages if you accidentally try to print the whole thing out. Just FYI.
Yeah.
But beautiful indeed.
Yeah. And then after that, we went over to the Williams store to hold a press conference. We had people from Faith and Labor in our community join us. Jobs with Justice were there, and other union members were there. It was a really awesome and beautiful morning to be out there in front of the store and let workers inside the store know that we're doing this for them on their behalf as well.
One of the things that we wanted to kind of talk about is this a little bit about retail life. Both of us have been working since we were teenagers. There were no silver spoons to be found. At least I didn't find one. I mean, we both spent time working fast food and working retail, all very familiar with those jobs. And I think a lot of the mythology about retail work and fast food work is that those are not family wage adult jobs. These are jobs that are transitional for teenagers, and they don't need to necessarily make a living wage. This kind of stuff is, you know, categorically not true. And some of the things that people struggle with, and the New Seasons is not exempt from this, is the desire for a living wage, but also family-friendly schedules, accountability in the workplace, safety. And the statement of principles really does capture a broad base of demands that workers want to have looked at. And safety's there, ethical business practices, equitable treatment and accountability, and dignity and respect. And one thing I find interesting, and I'll have you talk about this, is at a recent gathering, not so recent, maybe about a year ago, I went to a gathering of Burgerville workers who were beginning to organize. And one of the things that stood out to me was that this one worker said, "We love the company. We don't want to destroy it. We want to put pressure on the company to live up to its stated mission."
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lot about what is reflected I think, in the campaign and the desire for workers to struggle for something that all workers want, which is more democracy in the workplace and the freedom, the real freedom to say and do some things that folks are feeling pushback on.
Sure. And that's a good segue into talking about the history of New Seasons and the culture of the company. New Seasons started in this area as the ultimate community grocery store, locally grown and operated. It still says it on their front of their stores, on their advertising, but it isn't as local and homegrown as it used to be, especially after the investment group Endeavor Capital bought it, and they control over 69% of it, give or take. Part of that culture that existed prior was really the speak up culture that the company likes to talk about, where they allowed workers to come to these coffee talk meetings where they got a chance to talk to board members and air grievances and put pressure on management to really make change. And workers felt empowered. And that was part of this idea that there didn't need to be this big organizing effort within the company because management claimed to have this really open door policy. But there was definitely things that weren't being addressed in the workplace. And so organizing efforts have been happening with this company for nearly 10 years. And that's another part of, that's important to mention, is that workers have been doing this for a long time. They have won victories across the board. Wage increases, addressed attendance policy problems, and specifically trans healthcare rights. That is because workers organized, specifically the Seven Corners store back in the day. But then, you know, the company co-opts these wins and takes credit for them. But that is that democracy in the workplace. That those are real wins that we can see that workers benefit from still. And that goes to show why there's still that importance of unions in this country. We don't have to really dig very far to see that there is that need for continued collective efforts and worker power.
And really, you know, to address something that you raised in our conversations where you're saying there have been wins, and those wins always come from below, and that's really what we advocate. Of course, we do it here on the Old Mole. We do it in our daily lives, and we are talking about workplace democracy because it's important, because workers are the community. They are the community. And one of the things that's starkly discouraging is that most people who work for New Seasons, most people who work for New Seasons can't actually live in the neighborhoods in which stores are being built. This then reflects some of the real crises in our communities. So the organizing effort, as you've said, Raina, is not an outside entity. It is us.
Oh, yeah. I think Wendy Colley said in the Oregon Business Journal and also sent out an email to the stores, her response to the organizing effort and the public launch was, this is a third party that's this entity, this outside entity that's trying to make the company look a certain way in a negative light. But then immediately thereafter, she'll say, but we're a good company because we paid B Corp to tell us so, another third company, an outside entity. The union isn't an outside entity. These are current workers, you know, and I'm an organizer, but I worked for the company for 2.5 years. We know what we're talking about. That's important to recognize, is these are hundreds of workers that are currently employed by the company that are trying to hold the company to this high standard that they claim to have and that they've promised these workers over years. And these aren't just new hires. These are people that have been with the company for 17 years that have signed on to the statement of principle. And we're really happy to have these folks on board. And it gives me goosebumps when I have these folks that are out at the actions that have been with the company for that long. It means a ton. And I'm only as good of an organizer as the workers that are on board.
Right. And you've mentioned something that I think is also important. There are lots of union workers in other grocery, conventional grocery, et cetera, in that you've said, you know, part of the process is also for the union or any union to also listen and to hear criticisms and to also strive for greater union democracy.
Absolutely.
What do you see as some next steps? And not to give away any strategy, of course, because, you know, that's part of the fun. But What can folks hope for? I think you said there's a meeting, you asked for a meeting, and that's something that could happen sometime later this month.
Yeah, we want to sit down and negotiate with Wendy and the other higher management people at Store Support. We really want to sit down at the table meeting and hash out and be heard. This is a pro-worker campaign. We are not anti-New Seasons. We are fighting for everybody, who, even the folks that haven't signed on to the Statement of Principles. This is all-inclusive. The people that say, no, we are fighting for you too. And we can only improve through criticism. So folks that want to sit down and talk to us, that's really the democracy of this campaign. That's what's important to take away.
Mm-hmm. So big thread here, big D, democracy. Worker democracy and worker power. What's to be afraid of? Collective worker power. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll definitely talk again. Raina G. from UFCW Local 555, organizing New Seasons campaign.
Thank you so much, Denise, for having me.